Aging is inevitable, while becoming mature is uncertain. Our bodies grow from infancy to old age in a mere 8 decades. This process of physical growth, however, is not always matched in the inner person. Some die when they are old without having truly advanced beyond adolescence. Others die young with souls having gained a weight and a depth that far exceeded their years. Growing up, as opposed to merely growing old, compels us to embrace both joy and sorrow. To mature, we must learn to suffer and not yield or turn hard. To mature, we must also learn to engage joy and not demand that it hang around, nor fabricate a counterfeit when it departs. There are many other ways to measure maturity, perhaps, but they all dance to the music of sorrow and joy. How we embrace or refuse to hold sorrow and joy will define our lives. If we capitulate to sorrow, we will become cowards. If we allow sorrow to make us hard, then we will grow cold and eventually cruel. If we demand that joy remain constant, we will become self-consumed. And if we create a counterfeit joy, our lives will be riddled with impulsivity and addictions. Life demands that we either grow or stagnate. As difficult as it is to face this truth regarding my own life, it is harder for me to grasp regarding my children. I know I must suffer, struggle, grow, and sometimes fail to mature. But when this reality shows itself to be just as true for my children, I can barely endure it. I heard the sound of muffled tears coming from my 16-year-old daughter's room. The door was closed, and her CD player tried to provide a cover for her pain. But when the music quieted between the songs, I could hear her crying. My ear was pasted against the door, as it is whenever I fear that some harm is threatening one of my children. Now try to picture my oldest daughter's shock and disdain on another occasion when, after secretly plotting either the overthrow of the government or a clandestine rendezvous with friends, she opened her door to see her unbalanced father toppled to the floor. If you're spying, don't lean against your child's door. As the sobs continued, I stood against my daughter's door, frozen and uncertain. Should I knock? Should I wait and ask about her day later at dinner? Should I go off somewhere and pray, get busy with some task, or simply try hard not to worry? Why doesn't someone tell me exactly what to do? I know enough to love my children, provide boundaries and consequences, and be patient with them. But what am I to do with tears? Do I let her work it out on her own, or do I boldly enter where no man, especially a father, has gone before? I knocked, and there was silence. The music continued, but the tears dried up at the first sign of a potential intruder. When the intruder knocked again, my daughter answered the door, furious at being interrupted. A quick look told me everything. She was in pain, and she didn't want help.